Mammograms are a crucial tool to a woman's health, but there is a lot to know before you get one, and the anticipation can be worse than the actual test itself. So today we'll find out about what to expect during your mammogram. My guest is Dr. Sohita Mehra, Chief of Breast Imaging with Jamaica Hospital Medical Center, to give us the facts and dispel some fears about mammograms. Welcome to Jamaica Hospital Med Talk. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Welcome, Dr. Mehra. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I know before a woman has a mammogram for the first time, it can be scary and they don't know what to expect. So hopefully we can put some of their concerns, you know, to rest today and give the facts. So before we begin, maybe you could just start by providing a recommendation about when a woman should receive a mammogram, around what age?
In general, women of average risk of developing breast cancer should have a mammogram every year starting at the age of 40. Of course, if you have a history of people in your family having breast cancer at a young age, or if you yourself have received radiation treatment or treatment for another cancer of the chest, you would start earlier, and you can talk to your doctor about those recommendations for early screening. But in general, age 40 and every single year by the American College of Radiology.
And in some cases, a woman might notice something during a self-breast exam. So in that case, what do you suggest they do?
Well, it's great to do a self-exam every year. And if you notice something, skin changes, nipple discharge, or a lump or focal tenderness somewhere, you should definitely show your doctor. And if you're over the age of 30, you would start with a mammogram and an ultrasound to evaluate what you're feeling. And if you're under 30, you'd start with the ultrasound first to evaluate what you're feeling.
And what should a woman do to prepare for a mammogram?
Well, first things first, if you've had mammograms done elsewhere, make sure you bring them with you. You usually have to give permission to the outside place to make a disc for you that you can take with you when you come for your appointment. And then the other couple things to remember is to wear something where it's easy to remove your top, to wear the gown, and no deodorant or jewelry that can interfere with the quality of pictures that we're going to be taking.
And when it comes to the actual exam, what should a patient expect? Is it painful?
Well, there is some compression involved. Some women might find it more uncomfortable either before or during their period. And you can try to make your appointment after your period if that's possible, when it's less likely to be tender. And our current machine also doesn't compress more than needed. So it compresses just enough to make our pictures easy to see.
I have to say, I've never had a comfortable mammogram. But I will say they are not as bad as you think they'll be.
They're not as bad as what people tell you. And I think the benefits outweigh the risks. The benefit being that you're going to find a cancer when it's smallest and most treatable as possible and prolong your life.
You are so right. It's so worth it. And it's like a second or two and you just get through it, get it done. But you certainly should not avoid getting one just because it might be a little uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Some people worry about exposure to radiation. Is there a risk there?
There is very minimal radiation involved in getting a mammogram. You get more exposure to radiation on an airplane during a flight.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's a new one. In many cases, women are asked to repeat a mammogram. Should they be concerned if this happens? Because just personally, I know once in all these years, they said, oh, we have to do another one. And I thought the worst. And it was nothing. But better to err on the side of caution, I guess.
So in general, we usually call back about 10% of people. 1 in 10 get called back for something extra. You just want to get a better look at something. Sometimes it's technical, like they didn't include as much breast tissue as they should. Sometimes it's that we want to evaluate something further. So actually here at Jamaica Hospital, our callback rate is less than 10%. And only 5 in 1,000 are going to be cancer. So the majority of these, we're just evaluating something. And when we see that it's benign, that's how we tell, is by calling you back and either doing an additional different view of mammogram or an ultrasound.
Right. I think it's scary when they say that, come back. But you know that it's better to be safe than sorry. So some of the reasons they ask for a repeat mammogram are what? They just didn't get a good enough view?
Sometimes you didn't get the same amount of breast tissue on both views. Sometimes we are evaluating for a mass or a calcification. And when we do the additional views, we figure out exactly what it is. And the majority of these cases, it's something benign that's not cancer.
What additional tests may need to be performed if a mammogram is not conclusive?
So if you've had a mammogram, sometimes you may need an ultrasound. And sometimes the additional mammogram or ultrasound may recommend a biopsy. And that is when they take a small piece of tissue and send it to the lab to figure out exactly what is causing that particular appearance. And even in these, 75% of the biopsies performed give you a benign, not cancer result. So I know that it can provoke a lot of worry, but the majority of the time, things are okay. And the whole idea of doing all of this was to make sure you find something when it's smallest and most treatable as possible.
Right. My mantra in life in general, especially for tests like this, is don't worry until you absolutely have to, until you know something's wrong. Because 9 times out of 10, nothing's wrong. They're just being cautious.
In the case of mammography, it's much more than 9 out of 10 that nothing is wrong.
See? Okay. See, this is very reassuring. Have there been any advancements, doctor, in testing that can reduce the need for repeat tests?
Yes. So the 3D mammography that we have at Jamaica and Women's Health Centers takes images that creates a full 3D picture, and that can minimize how many callbacks we ask for because we're getting a better look in different imaging planes. At Jamaica Hospital, we have built a brand new breast imaging suite just dedicated to breast imaging. We have a beautiful waiting area, check-in area. We have a wheelchair accessible bathroom and changing room. Your mammogram and ultrasound is all performed in the same area, right in the Department of Radiology at Jamaica Hospital.
That's wonderful. What great resources. Doctor, anything else you'd like listeners to know before they get their mammogram?
Don't delay your screening. We want to see you age 40 and every year after that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise on what to expect during a mammogram. It's been reassuring. Dr. Mehra, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
For more information or to make an appointment, please call Jamaica Hospital's Department of Radiology at 718-206-6039. For more information about the services Jamaica Hospital offers, visit our website at jamaicahospital.org/podcasts. This has been Jamaica Hospital Med Talk. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening and be well. All content on this podcast is intended for general information purposes only and is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Please consult a medical professional before adopting any of the suggestions discussed on this podcast.